Greetings and welcome everybody to the Juice Box. I'm your host, Coach John Willis. Right off the jump, man, you know we got to thank our sponsors, the Juice University, CJW Brand, Leadership Surge, Max Hoops, Convoy Basketball, Dr. Bethany Nutrition. Man, we're going to jump right into it because I got something heavy on my heart, man. And I'm just going to ride with you and let you know what's really going on. You know, this thing with Brother Greg Floyd, man. This guy was killed in Minnesota earlier this week by the police. And, yeah, you know, we keep hearing about all these people dying, you know, especially to the hands of the police, man. And but it's just the way he died. It's a very disturbing video out on Twitter right now where, you know, this man is on the ground, face down on the pavement in handcuffs, and a police officer is kneeling down, taking a knee on this guy's neck. And the guy's like struggling, saying, man, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And the police officer does not move. You know, he is on this guy's neck for the better part of 4 minutes. You know, and the guy ended up dying, like, right there on the scene while the police officer had his knee on his neck. And, you know, what's so heavy is that I don't want to be that. I don't want my wife to have to see a video on Twitter. You know, she calling me, expecting me to come home. I don't want her to see a video on Twitter or on Facebook or social media showing that I died like that, or my two sons, you know, Kai and Preston, or my brothers, John, Joe, and Alex, like, or anybody, any of my coaching brothers, or, you know, anybody from my circle. Like, Greg Floyd is somebody's dad. He's somebody's son. He's somebody's brother. He's somebody's uncle who's gone. You know, and that's the thing that I don't understand. It's like, you know, they say that, you know, in this American dream, like, you can choose and make your own American dream, man. And you can choose to be anything you want to be. And you know what the one thing that I didn't choose? I didn't choose to be black. No, I love my skin. Don't get me wrong. I love my skin. I love who I am. But I didn't choose this. I didn't sign up to say, hey, I want to be black. Like, I signed up to be a coach. I signed up to marry Erica. I signed up to be a dad. I didn't sign up to be black. You know, and I love being black, but man, I hate what's acceptable to my skin. I hate the way that people are allowed to treat black people. I hate the fact that here we go again. It's even the way we start off the conversation. Here we go again. Like, at what point does the trainer say, hey, man, okay, well, you got him in handcuffs. Okay, why do you even need to put your knee on his neck? He on the ground, face down in handcuffs. You got tasers. You got rubber bullets. You got mace. You got all this stuff. Why do you need to have your knee on his neck? Why you got to take a knee on his neck, man? Now, the outrage that we got from all these people when Colin Kaepernick kneeled. What about when this brother kneeled, this white police officer? Are we going to be outraged about that? It remains to be seen, but I think I already know the answer to that. Unfortunately, it's going to be all right. His kneel. I just hate where we are as a people. I just hate that where we are right now as a race of human people. And I just hate it because it seems like we living without grace. And it's just hard to digest. It's a hard pill to swallow. It's hard to be there, to be present in the moment and live through this, knowing that, man, he was in Minneapolis and I was supposed to be there last year at the Final Four, but I didn't go. But man, I don't even know because I'd have been handcuffed before and been face down on the pavement for no reason at all. That could have been me. That's why I say, man, you got to see color, man. Forget that just saying, oh, yeah, man, Coach J. Will, he my brother. No, I'm from another mother. No, that ain't what it is, brother. If you really want to be my brother, then see me, man. See who I am. See what I go through, man. Validate. Validate my struggles. Validate the daily in and out. Validate the fact that when I see the lights come on behind me, when I see the police ride beside me, man, all I'm thinking is to my family, please deliver me. You know, I just want to make it home again. You know, I watched that video, man. I got off work, went home and hugged Erica and Preston, and I just bawled. Tears just rolled down my face because I was just happy to just be standing on 2 feet in my own dwelling place just to hug my wife, just thankful to God for another day that I got my life. Man. I'm just saying, that's how it is. That's where we at in this world today. It's a sad day, man, and it's heavy on my heart. So I'm just taking a few minutes out to say, man, just come around. And I don't want to cause no more stress. And, you know, it's time for this separation to digress, man. I just really need God to bless or somebody say, Jah bless or however you want to call it, however you want to say it, however you want to lay it, however you want to play it. But, man, I just came here. Somebody got to open their mouth up and say it, man. We got to do better for one another. We got to sit here and raise up and keep our eyes on the prize because the way we're going, we're going to end up being our very own demise. And no, I should. We just can't sweeping this stuff. We can't keep sweeping this stuff to the side. Man, this thing just burning me inside, man. I'm just out here trying to live, trying to provide day by day, keep this thing going for my family, just to live the American dream, and God show me the way. I appreciate all the listeners that's tuning in. And man, we gonna pay some bills, and we're going to get back at it again, man. Welcome back. So, the next phase of this is what now, you know, and what's next, more importantly. I believe that we have to have a revolution. And it's not just something specific to Black people. It's, first off, you cannot impact change by yourself. Change comes as a result of the actions of a collective group. In other words, this is a team sport. And I coach basketball, and I love basketball. And so I think the key to learning anything is to relate it to something you already understand. So in relating this topic to basketball, see, this is a team game. So, for example, if I'm on a basketball team and there are, let's say, 12 to 14 other members of the team and nobody, let's say 14 other guys or girls, you know, 14 other people choose to not learn any other plays, but I studied the playbook and I learned the playbook all by myself, we're still going to lose. Because ultimately, the game is 5-on-5. You know, it takes a team. And if I am the only one who knows what I'm doing, then there has to be other people out there. So therefore, we still lose. So in this thing, this revolution, this humanism, or the human race revolution, you know, I really hate when people say, well, you know, I've been doing it for so long. Just because you've been doing it for a long time don't mean it's right. You know, there's a lot of things going on. I could be on a soapbox and just go down the list of things that come to my mind, of things that's wrong right now with our world and specifically our country, the way that we're treating minority people in our country is not okay. The way that we're treating Black males is not okay. You know, the way the oppression, man, And it's not just black people, right? Now, it's black people today. In the most recent video, we don't seem to be seeing white males being killed by police officers. There are things like how can you shoot up a church and kill 8 people? How can you shoot at police and kill 2 and wound 6 others, but then they bring you in alive? Like, that's the stuff that we don't understand. And no, it's not every police officer. Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying, that every police officer is bad, because I don't believe that. In fact, some of my best friends are police officers. Carl Harris, he is a police officer. Great friend of mine. I mean, a tremendous friend of mine. Carl Harris came and I was out of money. I had left my wallet and needed gas in my truck. Carl Harris drove 30 minutes to bring me some gas money so that I could get home. Great guy. Adam Haberman, great guy. Pastor Stubbs, great guy. You know, these are all people who are cops. You know, Sunday School Superintendent Will Herron, Bishop C.E. Tucker. They're all law enforcement. They're all law enforcement. And they are great stand-up guys, family guys, guys that will give you the shirt off their back, no questions asked. These are great men. So please don't take it as all cops are bad. That's not what I'm saying at all. Just like I feel like I'm a great coach, but I feel like there are some bad coaches as well. So the part of the problem is that the way that we receive information via media and social media especially, it paints a narrative that is dividing. It paints a narrative that says black people ought to fear the police. And I'm just telling you, as a black person, yes, I am afraid of the police. I absolutely am. Me getting pulled over by the cops, a speeding ticket, is the least of my worries. And I hate that. But that's the reality of the world that you live in as a black male. Now, what needs to happen next? It's got to be a revolution. There's got to be an awakening. There's got to be a movement of change to where we start to put more value on human life. And I hate to say this, but I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. So, for example, you know, just looking at the social waves, I saw some things yesterday that really, they made sense to me, and then they made me kind of scratch my head a little bit, because people are now talking about, I'm not going to stand there and record and watch you die. I'm not going to stand there and record and watch you die. In other words, okay, we saw 2 people on the primary video that's going around, but I've seen camera angles that showed another 2 cops that were there, but there was a crowd of people. So had that crowd of people, you know, attacked those officers or rushed those officers, yeah, somebody might have got sprayed with mace, but they probably knocked that guy off of Mr. Floyd's neck. So I think we're getting ready to see some retaliation where people are not going to stand on the sidewalk and record and watch you put your knee on somebody's neck until they die. I think that's what we're getting ready to see. However, I don't think that's the answer. I think the answer lies within a redefining of human beings. And it's hard because of what our country was built on. But hopefully, prayerfully, the people that have more diverse experience are becoming older. And the people that have a more segregated experience are becoming even older and dying out. And I think it's really going to take a redefining of what it means to be human. You know, it's a redefining of what it takes to be human. It's a move away from so much prejudice, so much bias, so much bigotry. There are so many things. You know, we got one planet. We got one Earth. We need to be better about taking care of it. We got black people. We got brown people. We got Hispanic people. We got Native American people. We got white people. We got women. We got children. We need to treat everybody else. Life has to become the most valuable thing. Life has to become the most valuable thing. Listen, there's nothing. Nothing should justify you taking life. I just hate it for Mr. Floyd's family. You know, I mean, you think about just in the last 2 months, we see Floyd choked out. We see guys parked in the middle of the road with guns drawn. That's stuff you see in the Serengeti, man. When you watch it like wild, like Animal Planet or wild animal hunts on safari type stuff. That's what that is. And that's not acceptable. You know, we got pastors who ordering male prostitutes in hotels. And when they get caught there, they're lying, saying that black people robbed them and kidnapped them. Like this is the last 2 months. We got ladies calling the police on somebody who's bird watching in a part of Central Park. Central Park, man, of all places in Central Park. We have to redefine what it means to be human. We have to redefine. We need to see color. We need to see color. We need to see gender. We need to see color. We need to see gender. You need to recognize people for what they are. You need to recognize people and understand that though their struggles may not be what yours are, though their experiences may be different than what you experience on a day-to-day basis, but because it's different than what you experience does not mean it's not true. You got to quit that. You got to stop saying, oh, well, the police are not that bad. Oh, well, women really don't get objectified. Oh, well, you don't really have to sleep with anybody to advance in the company. That's just a myth. Well, you know, if somebody chooses to be in a same-sex oriented relationship, that's their choice, man. Do your thing. Whatever makes you happy, whatever floats your boat, like who am I to tell you your boat can't float? That's not what it is. Like we got to quit this bias and this prejudice and this downplaying on people and this spitefulness. We have to quit that, man. Because ultimately, all it's going to do is cause our ultimate demise. So I'm saying our response has to be a higher level of education and dedication to being human. A higher level of education and dedication to being human and taking care of one for another and loving one another. That's what I don't understand, man. We got to redefine some things. We got to stop listening to what everybody else says is right and what everybody else says is wrong. And then you have to really do some soul searching and some redefining of some things. That's what we have to do. That's what has to be next. We have to redefine what it means to be human and understand that above all, human life matters. Human life matters. The way you live your life matters. You know, if you choose to worship a certain person, if you choose to dress a certain way, if you choose to wear your hair a certain color, all that stuff is about you. And that stuff should be celebrated. That stuff should be celebrated, not ostracized or not discriminated against because it's different than what you would normally do, than what your experiences were growing up, than the foods that you ate on Thanksgiving, than the holidays that you celebrated, you know, than the places you went to on vacation. We got to get out of that, because if we don't, it's going to be our demise. We are too smart of a people. We have access to too much information, too much technology in order to live so barbaric. I really do appreciate you tuning in to the show. Thank you. If you have any questions, you can always write to us. Always look us up. You can email me, CoachJohnWillis@gmail.com. Find me on Instagram at Coach_John_Willis. Holler at us on Twitter, Coach J_Willis. Okay, thank you. Grace and peace. We love you.